What to tell you? But you know or no?
My memory no good.
Your memory is thick.
Binda has heard so many times.
My memory is worse.
He was also born in South
India.
India. Incarnation of Lakshman. So Ram Anuj, the younger brother of
Ram.
So he is Ramanuj. In Kaliyug, he represents the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. He is disciple of Yamunacharya. When he was boy, very intelligent and very less
a young age.
Bias.
Young age. Very young age.
He knew all Vyakaran, Sahitya and everything. His teacher was Mayavadi, Advaitvadi. One day, his Gurudev, knowingly, he was explaining how beautiful lotus eyes of Krishna. So in Bhagavatam it has been told that Kapyansam or anywhere.
Kapyasam.
He was telling Kapyasam, mane kapi means
monkey.
Monkey.
And his
hips,
some reddish two tie, two sides.
Yes.
Red.
Is it weird?
Like a face of a monkey.
No color.
No, hip of monkey.
Like backside of monkey.
Yeah.
Hip or bottom, bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
So he was explaining the Krishna lotus eyes are like monkey's hips. Ramanuj began to weep. He was giving, massaging oil to his Gurudev. His name was Kire Achyut
Preksh. Lakshman Desik.
Achyut Preksh.
Achyut Preksh.
Achyut Preksh. Ramanuj told, no, this is wrong. It means ka. Ka means who takes water from a prefer.
Common jal.
Water. Who takes water? Sun.
Pibati.
He takes all water from everywhere. So sun, who gives life to flower in daytime, kamal
opens, lotus flower.
So kapi means the lotus flower, like that Krishna.
Eyes.
Then he became so much wonder. He became what?
Very astonished.
Astonished. This boy in little, small, young age, he like, then when he will be quite
grown enough, then what he'll do?
He tried to murder him. That our Mayabad will be
spoiled
if this boy will be
alive in this world. Somehow other have to.
So trickily he told Ramanuj that we all. My students and we going to travel anywhere. So you can come with me. Ramanuj, very what? Sincere boy.
Honest, innocent.
He never knew.
Not innocent.
He
very sincere, very honest. And
yeah,
very
but he was not thinking anything.
Was in a very deep forest with them, and at that day they have
supposed to
decided
him.
To murder him. Anyone told him.
his ওনার মাস্টার তো ভাই ছিল গোবিন্দ
গোবিন্দ হিজ
গোবিন্দ
ব্রাদার
ব্রাদার অফ কাজিন ব্রাদার
হি টোল্ড
সিস্টার অফ হিজ মাদার সন অফ
হিজ
সিস্টার
রান অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম সো ইন দি মিডনাইট
পায়খানা যাওয়ার নাম করে গিয়েছে
হি টোল্ড দ্যাট আই এম গোইং
টু টয়লেট
টয়লেট এন্ড টেলিং দ্যাট ইন ডেন্স ফরেস্ট ইন গো নাইট হি ফ্লাইড অ্যাওয়ে But suddenly he saw a man came with hurricane light. Oh, where you are going? Then he told, I am going to Srirangam. Srirangamna, Kanchi. Kanchivaram. Then he said, I am also going, come with me. And when he came, very far away it was. But suddenly he came. And when he came to his village, that person
disappeared.
Oh, then he began to move. Oh, yes, certainly he is Bhagavan, Narayan, and he has helped me, saved me. Then he went to his
house. Srirangam pahunchalani, arrived in
Srirangam.
Srirangam nahi len.
Kanjivaram.
Srirangam.
Then again his guru returned back and again called, again he went.
They thought that maybe he went for toilet, maybe any ferocious tiger, lion swallowed him, they became very
and
happy.
He thought that, oh, Ramanuj has been killed by animals, so he was so happy. But when he came here, he saw that he is alive. Again he called, Ramanuj, forget all this. And again went and began to study Sanskrit and other things. After that, when he passed the examination, after that he was married. And after marriage, he began to teach boys in Sanskrit school. A student like him. And he began to teach. One day, a disciple of Jamunacharya, his name was Yagya. He came and he was very low cost, but very high class of devotee. So he came with his wife and by the order of his Gurudev, Jamunacharya, he was associating with Ramanuj. Ramanuj used to give him so much honor, doing pranam and everything, like Shikya Guru.
Purnachandra Apeksha.
Yajnapurna.
He began to live there and he was giving the instructions having from his Gurudev Jamunacharya. And he used to honor so much. One day Ramanuj's wife went to take water from well and Yajnapurna's wife also. They were taking water from well. In the meantime, some water from the
Yajnapurna's wife's water,
from the bucket, it came
went to
Ramanuja's
wife's
bucket.
She became angry and hence began to
abuse,
insult
her.
And
abuse
and
some
everything.
Slang language.
Then she became very
unhappy.
Then Yajnapurna heard and he left that place. Then Ramanuj decided, I should not be with this lady. Anyhow, I should
get rid of this lady. Now, from beginning, she was very kalahapriya.
One day he was teaching in the school. In the meantime, a Brahmin who was hungry came to Ramanuj. Ramanuj told him to go to my house and beg something, she will give you. But when he went, his wife, very cruel, he told, I cannot give you anything. Go.
Get out.
Then he again went to Ramanuj. Then Ramanuj Acharya told,
wait a little.
Now you should again go and tell her that I am coming from your father's house. Your father has sent, and take this one letter. Wrapped, Ramanuja wrote and gave him that. Oh, your brother
going to marry very soon.
Marry very soon. So your father has called you. Hearing this, she began to honor that Brahmin and gave so much delicious prasadam and everything.
But could not understood that same Brahmin has come back. She could not understand.
Then Ramanuj Acharya, that his wife went to his father's house.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, Ramanuj left the house and went to Srirangam, his Gurudev Jamunacharya. But Jamunacharya in the meantime left his
body.
So all the disciples weeping, taking his body, going to cremation. Oh, Ramanuj was there and he saw that, oh, all are coming with his
transcendental body.
Then he told, I want to see the face of my Gurudev. I have admitted him in the Guru. So I want to see. Then they
stopped
there,
taken down,
and they
opened the cloth.
Take
up the cloth from his
and
body.
He said that Jamunacharya too, these fingers were like these. Two.
Three. Tinta bandha chilo.
Tinta. Three. Then he promised, I will take sannyas. Renounce order. One
went
up. Came out. Then he told, I will preach the mission of my Gurudev. Second.
Then.
And third is, I will write Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra.
And
four came. And now all were seeing and astonished all. And then his Gurudev was given samadhi or anything, and he was elected
Acharya.
In the place of his Gurudev.
Acharya.
He at once told that I will not be, give me time for 1 year. And then he used to go to
his prominent disciples.
Prominent disciples of Jamunacharya. And you to serve them and hear from them what they have heard from their Gurudev. So 1 year, prominent.
Sir, 2 years.
2 years. He heard all the things what they have heard, and then he came there. One day, the king of that country heard Ramanujacharya preaching. And he is very strong in his philosophy, so he should be killed. Otherwise, Saiva Sampradaya will be finished.
Ditya Kolottum. Kolottum
second. And his name was?
Kolottum second. Kolottum second.
Then?
Dusra.
Then he sent a message. At once Ramanuj should, Acharya should come
for debating
and we will discuss. Then Ramanuj Acharya and all other knew that he wants to kill him. So Kuresh, his brother.
Disciple.
He told Gurudev, you should not go. I will go. Give you danda and
sannyas cloth.
And he took forcibly
Like Paramahamsa took from Prabhupada.
And he made, he gave his clothes to Ramanuj. And he told that you should at once go
away
from this place. And then he took the sannyas
danda
and everything danda, and he went to
king.
King. Then king, there was a meeting.
Debate.
In that debate, Kuresh defeated them. But he was alone and they were all, so they told, no, he is defeated forcibly. And then his two eyes were
taken off.
Then he became
blind.
And then they released him. Now he began to go where his Gurudev. Gurudev was very far away. And he, by luckily, went to the same place where Ramanuj was there.
Same village.
Ramanuj, in that village when he went, there were two disciples, one very rich and one very poor. He told his disciples that go to the rich person. We are so many, 50 or more than that.
100.
So he should
prepare
for
our hosting,
prasadam and everything. Then two disciples went there and told to the rich man. He became very
happy,
and went to the house and was engaged totally in preparing. And he could not come out and told anything to two disciples.
Mm.
Then, waiting for some time, they went returned back to Ramanuj that he went to the house and could not come. Then he told Acha, we should go to poor person. That poor person, Brahmin, very poor.
One cloth.
He used to go to
beg.
And
the other day,
what?
Yes.
Taking? Then some cooking. And then prasadam, then they used to take. Even not
nice cloth.
Nice cloth.
One
only
nice
one
cloth.
Was good cloth.
Only one. So lady used to beg. But when he used to beg, he used to take her cloth.
Hmm.
One day, up to mid time, he could not have any begging. In the meantime, Ramanuja Acharya with his old disciples suddenly came. She became very happy wife. Then she was insane because she's
no good clothes.
So Ramanuj
gave
his own Uttariya Vasan.
Chadar.
And then she wrapped and came in his front. And she gave them all to sit on a mat here there. And then he was thinking how to
arrange
their prasadam. In the meantime, she remembered that the neighbor, any rich
businessman.
He was so attracted to that lady, and she wanted to,
lusty desires.
And he has bad intention. He has told to this lady, but she was very chaste. Now she went to that person. I will fulfill your desire. No need of my chastity if I cannot serve Gurudev. By Gurudev, I can do everything as. So she went to that rich person and told that, I am ready, what you want. But give me my Gurudev with so many persons have come, his disciples. I will have to cook and give prasadam. Oh, he became very excessive joy and gave all that she wanted.
More than that, says he said.
And she brought all this, says, and cooked very well and gave prasadam to full extent to all. All were very happy.
See.
Now,
husband.
His wife, husband came.
Ramanuja was resting, all are resting, the husband arrived.
His husband came.
Late.
And he told,
what happened?
Oh, Gurudev has come. How to
manage?
Then wife told, I have done everything, nothing to worry. They are taking,
all are resting now.
They have taken prasadam and they are
resting now.
Then, yeah, how you did? She told this story, that neighborhood, this
lusty neighbor
has bared eyes on me. Then I thought that my Gurudev has come. If I cannot serve Gurudev, then what is the use of my chastity and everything? So I went and told that person that give something that I can. He gave and I have taken. Now it is night. Oh, I must go. He told his husband, I am coming with you.
It is raining.
Rain. So he took umbrella and took his wife and went to that rich person.
And Mahaprasad.
With Mahaprasadam. Then lady alone entered in his room and gave that, told that he became very happy.
How
then
you
he
can?
Gave Ramanuj prasadam. He told that in rainy season you are not waited. Who brought? Oh, my husband.
Your husband?
And he gave prasadam to that person and he took and he became changed totally and he fell flat on the lotus feet of that lady. Excuse me, excuse me. Then
next day took in
Raman, they returned back and next day he came to Ramanuja and he prayed that I should be initiated, that Ramanuja initiated them also. After that Ramanuja Acharya went to North India, traveling, he went to Kashmir.
Kashmir.
Kashmir, you know? Kashmir. And there in Devi.
Vaishnavi.
Eh?
Vaishnavi.
Vaishnavi. Peet.
Sarada Devi.
Sarada Peet.
Sarada Devi.
Sarada Devi. He went there. And he collected a Bodhayan Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. It was Vaishnava Siddhant, not Mayabadi. So Raman is there in library, he read all these things. And in the light he stole away that book and flied away with Kuresh.
Kuresh, yes. Come already.
Now, when
that lady
came there and Ramanuja Acharya was there, Kuresh
came, arrived.
And he went to Gurudev and he wanted to take darshan. Ramanuja Acharya saw that no eye, so kept his hand. At once two eyes came.
Wow.
And he began. So now that Kuresh was with him. And Kuresh also read that book. In the night he fled away from there, but the Kashmiri Pandits followed him. And in the way they took the book and returned back. Ramanuj was very unhappy. Kuresh that you should not be unhappy. I
remembered
all, I will write all these things. So he wrote all and then gave to Ramanuja. And Ramanuja Acharya wrote
commentary.
His Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra and fulfilled his guru
for
three desires. Gaur Pramana.
Harivo!
গুরুদেব বললো বলে গুরুদেব আপনি যখন বিশ্রাম করতেন তখন আমি পড়ে নি আমার সমস্ত মনে আছে আপনার কৃপাতে আমি লিখে দেবো সব
তো থ্রি ডিজায়ার্স ওয়ান ইজ সন্ন্যাস
preaching the mission of Gurudev
and
Sri
Bhasha.
And Sri Bhasha.
Wow.
Jamanji jara Vaishnav chilen onar ki
sampradaya what was the second
preaching the mission
sannyas
and
writing
a commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
Yeah.
Go Premanam.
Give me, you have to give me the files from beginning.